Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine says this is a popular time for people to donate to charities. Unfortunately, that also means more con artists are coming out of the woodwork to take advantage of those kind-spirited givers.
It just happens. And, we've always had con artists around, but now they have the internet. Now they have telemarketing. And so they have a much longer arm, and they can reach clear across the country and rip you off.
DeWine says these are some warning signs to possible scams. Individuals representing unfamiliar organizations outside a store, charities soliciting through text messages and emails, and groups that offer a prize in exchange for a donation. Also, if a group calls you over the phone asking for money, the Attorney General says there's no need to make a rush decision. Instead, ask that organization to send you more information through the mail.
I mean, if they're a legitimate charity, they'll send you some documentation. They'll send you something. That removes the impulse that's involved and the high pressure that sometimes tactics that are sometimes used on the phone. You can sit back at your leisure then and make a decision, whether you want to contribute or you don't want to contribute.
A clear problem is when a group asks for a social security number and or bank account numbers. DeWine says no legitimate group needs that information. The Attorney General doesn't want to scare people away from charitable giving, but encourages Ohioans to learn more about the group to which they want to donate. For DeWine, it's just important to use caution before writing out that check.
In the Attorney General's office, we just recommend that people be careful. Most charitable contributions are fine. Most charities are fine. But if anyone has a question, they certainly can contact the Ohio Attorney General's office.
DeWine's office has a list of registered charities online. He says unregistered groups soliciting in Ohio could be questionable. Also on the website are resources to find out how much of your money is used for the actual cause and how much pays for the group's overhead costs. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.